Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，早安。
Happy New Year.
新年好啊。
It's the first combined service not only of a new calendar year, but of also a new Lunar New Year.
这是我们不但是新年的第一个合并的聚会，其实也是我们农历新年的第一次的合并聚会。
So it is a privilege to gather together as a church in combined service here this morning.
所以我们感谢我们有这样的机会，整个教会我们一同聚集在这里。
This year we have the same theme as last year.
我们今年教会的主题跟去年是一样的。
Which gives me the opportunity to continue preaching from the book of 1 Peter.
因此我有机会能够继续再讲我之前讲的彼得前书。
Which is good because I don't feel we exhausted all that Peter has to say.
因为我觉得我们还没有讲完彼得要跟我们所讲的话。
Peter has been telling us our relationship with God and our relationship with this world.
彼得已经告诉我们我们与神和这个世界的关系。
Then in relationship to God, we are His beloved.
我们与神的关系乃是说我们是蒙爱的。
As our brother led us through scripture reading during worship, God has saved us.
就像刚才弟兄带我们所读的经文一样，神他拯救了我们。
Before Christ, we were objects of wrath.
其实在基督之前呢，我们只是神愤怒的产物。
Before Christ, our relationship with God was estranged.
在基督之前呢，我们与神的关系不过是外人。
We were strangers and foreigners to God.
我们对神来说，我们是寄居的，是外人。
But now God has sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins.
但是神却叫他的爱子基督为着我们罪的缘故而死去。
And now instead of being strangers to God, we are His beloved.
我们就从外人变成了蒙爱的。
And because now we have this close, loving relationship with God, now we have a different relationship with this world.
因着我们与神有一个近的、更近的爱的关系，叫我们与这个世界的关系也发生了改变。
Before Christ, we were beloved to this world.
在基督以前，我们对于这个世界是蒙爱的。
We love this world and everything in it.
我们爱这个世界和世界上其中的事情。
All our hope and all our future was in this world.
我们所有的盼望和我们的未来都在这个世界上。
But now because Christ has saved us, our hope and our citizenship is in heaven.
但是因着基督救了我们，我们今天的地位，我们的身份却是在天上。
All our treasure and all what we find valuable is not on this earth.
我们的宝藏和所有一切贵重的东西都不在这个世界上。
So now we are beloved by God and strangers on this world.
所以我们在神里面是蒙爱的，对于这个世界我们却成了寄居的。
So Peter has been telling us how we are to live this life of faith.
所以彼得一直地告诉我们今天要怎样活出信心的生活。
Now that we know that Jesus Christ has saved us, how do we live?
所以我们知道基督拯救了我们，但我们应该怎样活呢？
The past two sections he has been talking about living our lives in submission.
在彼得前书里面讲到我们要怎样能够在信心里面能够活出来。
Because we are strangers in this world, we submit to this world's authorities.
因着我们这个世界上的身份是外人，所以我们要对着世界上的政权，我们要顺服。
Again, not because our hope is in the authorities of this world.
并不是因为我们的盼望是在于地上的政权。
But he says, submit yourselves for the Lord's sake.
乃是说到我们顺服是因着神的缘故。
That first of all, we are to submit ourselves to the Lord.
所以第一要紧的是我们要顺服我们的主。
And how that plays out in our lives is that we submit ourselves to other authorities on this earth.
而这个体现的方式就是要我们来顺服地上的政权。
With the purpose of bringing glory to God.
他的目的就是要将荣耀归给我们的神。
In chapter 2, verse 12, he says, live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us.
在彼得前书第二章十二节说，你们在外邦人中应当品行端正，叫那些毁谤你们是作恶的，因看见你们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。
So that is why Peter can say, submit to the authorities for God's sake.
所以彼得才说，为着基督荣耀的缘故，我们来顺服政权。
So that those around us may see the way we live our lives and give glory to God.
叫我们身边的人看见我们的好行为，能够将荣耀归给我们的神。
Now they might not glorify God on this earth, but eventually they will give glory to God when they see Him face to face.
他们不一定会在现在在地上的时候归荣耀给神，但当所有人与神面对面的时候，便将荣耀归给他。
They will be forced to admit, God, your children acted well on this earth.
他们必须要承认，神啊，你的子女在地上行得好。
So in the previous two sections, he has spoken about submitting ourselves to the governing authorities, the civil authorities.
所以彼得在这边讲到，我们要顺服地上的政权。
And then, last month, he talked about submitting ourselves to our masters or our employees, our employers or our teachers.
上个月的时候，我们讲到彼得也对我们说，要顺服我们的主人、我们的老板和老师。
Even if they are unfair or unjust.
就算他们是不公正、不公平的。
And we talked a lot about last time of the suffering.
所以上次我们也讲到了受苦。
That God has called us to suffer as Jesus has suffered.
神叫我们能够要在地上受苦，就像基督受苦一样。
So you can see the trend. Peter has first spoken about the general civil authorities and then the authorities that we see at work or at school.
所以大家看到彼得讲这些信息的时候，有个趋势，他从大范围的讲到我们要顺服我们的政权，然后再讲到我们个人身上，我们要顺服我们的主人。
So now he's going to talk about authorities at home.
所以现在他要继续来讲到在家中的政权，在家中的地位。
And for many of us, this passage is going to be probably the most difficult.
对我们中间可能有许多人，这个信息可能是最难的。
But let's read it first, and then we will discuss it.
那我们先来读一遍，然后我们来讨论。
First Peter chapter 3, verse 1.
彼得前书第三章第一节。
Wives, in the same way, be submissive to your husbands, so that if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives.
你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，这样若有不信从道理的丈夫，他们虽然不听道，也可以因妻子的品行被感化过来。
When they see the purity and reverence of your lives,
这正是因看见你们有贞洁的品行和敬畏的心。
Your beauty should not come from outward adornment such as braided hair or the wearing of gold jewelry and fine clothes.
你们不要以外面的辫头发、戴金饰、穿美衣为装饰。
Instead, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit.That is of great worth in God's sight.
只要以里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰，这在神面前是极宝贵的。
For this is the way that the holy women of the past who put their hope in God used to make themselves beautiful. They were submissive to their own husbands.
因为古时仰赖神的圣洁妇人正是以此为装饰顺服自己的丈夫。
Like Sarah, who obeyed Abraham and called him her master, you are her daughters if you do what is right and do not give way to fear.
就如撒拉听从亚伯拉罕，称他为主。你们若行善，不因恐吓而害怕，便是撒拉的女儿了。
Husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives and treat them with respect as the weaker partner and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers.
你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住，因他比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
Let's look to God in prayer to give us understanding of His word.
那我们来仰望神，求神给我们智慧，能够明白他的话。
Heavenly Father, we come expecting to hear from you this morning.
我们亲爱的天父，我们到你面前，我们盼望能够听懂你的话。
We do not want to come to hear worldly wisdom from man.
主，我们不想听到从人而来的属世的智慧。
We need the very words of the living God.
我们需要永生神的话。
So speak to us this morning, we pray.
主，求你借着早上这点时间来向我们说话。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Tackling this passage, I felt again like I did in my early 30s when I was called to my first church and the women's group invited me to speak.
讲到这篇信息的时候，让我回想起在三十岁的时候，第一次在教会里面服侍，有一个姊妹的团体邀请我去讲这篇信息。
The senior pastor had just finished giving a series of workshops on male leadership.
这个是在一个年长的牧师，当他讲完这个弟兄们他们所拥有的领导的这个地位，这各种各样这类的课程之后。
And so of course the sisters were wondering, well, what about us?
所以有许多的姊妹就开始问，哎，那关于姊妹呢？
And I don't know why they didn't ask the senior pastor.
但我不明白为什么他们不再继续邀请那个年长的牧师。
They asked me.
他们却叫我。
And at that time I wasn't married.
那个时候我都还没结婚。
I was very young in the ministry.
那个时候我在服事上面还是很年轻的。
And so I had this sense of kind of quaking, and nervousness.
所以那个时候我就觉得有点发抖，有点害怕。
But fortunately,I can rely on the authority of God's word and not my own authority.
但是感谢神，我可以用神的用神话的威严，而不是我个人的威严。
So I believe that God has a word for us this morning.
我想今天早上神对我们也有话要说。
And it's not going to be out of the wisdom of my own married life.
这个也不是因着我结婚而有的智慧。
It's going to be out of the wisdom of God's word.
而是从神话的智慧而来。
And it's not just going to be for those of you who are married.
所以这也不只是对着我们中间已婚的人。
It's going to be for all of us.
而是对于我们所有的弟兄姊妹。
So let's start looking at the passage.
所以让我们一同来看这段的经文。
You see that there are six verses speaking to the wife and only one to the husband.
你看到七节里面有六节是对着妻子来说的，只有一节是对着丈夫来说的。
And most of you, I'm sure, are thinking, God, we need more words to the husbands, because my husband could definitely use a lot more talking to.
所以我想，我们中间可能有许多人会觉得，我们圣经里面需要更多的经节来对丈夫说，这样我可以对丈夫说更多的话。
But we must remember that Peter is talking to a church that is going through suffering.
但我们要明白，当彼得讲这段话的时候，教会是在受苦的。
And he spends more time talking to you wives because he is specifically targeting a very tough situation.
所以彼得这边他用了六节的经文讲妻子，因为他在所要阐述、所要解决的是一个非常困难的情况。
So before we get into that tough situation, we start in verse 1, and he says, Wives, in the same way, be submissive to your husbands.
So 我们讲这个特别困难的这个情形之前呢，我们先来看第一节，说妻子要顺服自己的丈夫。
In the same way.
在英文里面呢，前面有三个字同样的，中文里面没有。
Means in the same way that we submit to our government authorities, in the same way we submit to the authorities at work.
所以这边前面的那三个字同样的是讲到前面彼得教导我们要顺服政权和顺服我们的主人。
That is, submit to your husbands for the sake of God.
那也就是说我们要顺服自己的丈夫为着神的缘故。
Not because your husband is more competent than you.
并不是因为我们的 丈夫比我们更强。
Not because he's smarter than you.
并不是因为他比我们更聪明。
Not because he's more righteous than you.
也不是因为他比你更加的公义。
In the same way that our governing authorities are probably not more intelligent or more moral than we are.
就像政权对我们来说也不一定比我们更聪明，比我们更加的有道德。
Peter says, submit in the same way for the sake of God.
所以彼得是说这边要顺服我们的丈夫同样的是为着神的缘故。
Another way of saying this is submit yourselves to your husbands.
也就是说是要我们自己让自己顺服。
Peter is not talking to the husbands and saying husbands demand submission from your wives.
所以这边彼得并不是叫丈夫要去要求自己的妻子来顺服你。
He's speaking to wives.
他是对着妻子来说的。
And saying, voluntarily submit yourselves to your husbands.
也就是叫妻子能够愿意自愿的能顺服自己的丈夫。
Not for their sake.
要记住不是为着他的缘故。
For God's sake.
而是为着神的缘故。
What does it mean to submit?
顺服是什么意思呢?
It does not mean to obey 100% without question.
并不是说百分之百的顺听从自己的丈夫，不问任何的问题。
And we'll see as we get through the passage what Peter means by submission.
我们一同往下读的时候，我们就能明白顺服是什么意思。
But is to desire and look for your husband's leadership.
乃是说我们里面有一个渴望，让丈夫能够在领导的地位上。
To desire your husband to be honored.
里面能够有一个期望，说自己的丈夫能够得到尊荣。
Now the case where this is especially hard is if your husband is not a believer.
这个情况如果说你的丈夫他不是一个基督徒的话，那就会变得很难。
It's easier to submit to your husband for the Lord's sake if your husband is also following the Lord.
如果我们的丈夫他跟从神的话，那我们顺服自己的丈夫就变得容易很多。
But it is tough when your husband is, it says, does not believe in the word.
但是这边有一个很难的地方是在于说到如果这个丈夫不信不听道。
Literally the Greek says, does not obey the word.
不听道在希腊原文里面它的字面的意思就是不顺从神的道。
What happened as the gospel went forth in the earlyDays of Christianity is that couples would hear the word of God with the gospel.
所以大家知道在教会初期的时候在家庭里面丈夫和妻子是同时听到神的福音的。
And in many cases the whole family would come to faith.
所以很多时候是整个家庭一同能够有这样的信心。
Or the husband would come to faith and bring his whole family to the faith.
或者丈夫他能够把整个家能够带入这个信心里面。
But something also very interesting happened. Sometimes the wife believed and the husband did not.
但有意思的是在有一些的情况下只有妻子信了神但丈夫却没有。
And so what happened is something very different from the rest of the culture.
所以这个呢他所发生的情况就和他周围的这个文化就发生很大的不同。
Because in the ancient world, the wife was expected to take on the religion, the gods of her husband.
因为在古时候呢，他们的妻子理当要接受丈夫的信仰。
And here we have a situation where now a husband and a wife have different gods.
但是这边我们就看到，有可能妻子和丈夫他们所拥有的信仰不一样。
Different religions, different values.
他们有不同的神，有不同的价值观。
We are not talking of the situation where a Christian woman goes out and marries a non-Christian man.
我们这边讲的不是说一个还没有结婚的女人出去找一个不信主的男人结婚。
Although probably in the case of where a woman is a believer and the husband is not, that's probably how that happened nowadays.
所以这边更多的是讲到一个已婚的家庭里面，妻子是信主的，但是丈夫却还没有信主。
And you can see by the amount of space that Peter gives to it, this is a hard situation.
所以我们看到彼得这边花了不少的篇幅来讲这个情况，说明这个情况确实难。
As a pastor, I've spoken to many Christian sisters whose husbands do not believe.
我有对很多她的丈夫还没有信主的妻子有说过很多类似的信息。
And it's one of the most painful things they endure in their lives.
这是他们在生活当中所能经历到的最痛苦的事情之一。
And I'm not talking about physical or emotional abuse.
这个还不只是说到从身体和心灵上面所带来的暴力的伤害。
I'm speaking of a Christian sister who knows the human being that they love the most in the whole world is going to face the wrath of God after they die.
这里面其实更多的是讲到这个基督徒的妻子呢，当她看到自己所爱的丈夫，她最后要接受神永恒的审判。
And they wish with all their being, if only they could believe in Jesus.
所以他们心里面所想的，就希望他能够信主。
Then we could be in heaven together.
以至于他们两个能够一同在天上相会。
What wife who loves her husband wants their husbands to experience the wrath of God?
哪一个妻子她希望自己的丈夫能够接受神愤怒的审判呢？
So please, if you are not married yet,
所以如果你还没有结婚的话，
please take into your souls the word of God that says, do not be unequally yoked.
所以我希望你们能够把神的话放在心里，不要与不信的同父一轭。
Do not pursue an unbelieving spouse.
不要去追求那些还没有信主的另一半。
It is only going to be a source of much pain.
因为这只会带来更多的痛苦。
But yet, even though that may be the case, there is still hope.
即使如此，还是有盼望的。
So Peter tells a woman in this situation how to bring her husband to faith.
所以彼得这边讲到，在这种情形底下，怎样将自己的丈夫能够带到神面前。
He says this, that they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives.
这边他讲到也可因妻子的品行被感化过来。
Now I know that God has built, generally speaking, women with a more of a honed sense of communication than us men.
我们当然会明白一点，就是神造女人，他们在语言上面好像对于丈夫来说天赋过人。
But yet Peter says, do not keep on nagging your husband to come to church.
但是彼得这边劝诫妻子，这样的妻子不要唠叨，以致叫自己的丈夫来到教会。
It's just part of our sinful nature that when we get constantly pressed by words, we want to turn the other direction.
这是我们每一个人的人性，当你听的话唠叨多了，你就自然的想要走另外一个方向。
So Peter says, you know, you can share the gospel.
所以彼得这边说，你可以跟他分享福音。
But you are not going to win them over with words.
但是你没有办法叫他们回转，因为你向他唠叨，向他说。
And it makes sense because he describes your husband as disobedient to the word.
这很合理，因为他这边讲到他的丈夫是不听道的，不顺从道的。
How is someone who is disobedient to the word of God going to now be obedient to the word of his husband? I mean, his wife.
所以他如果不顺从神的道，他怎么会顺从自己妻子的道呢？
Peter says, no, live out the gospel.
所以彼得这边是讲到不要说但是要用他的品行。
OK, so share the gospel.
所以呢要跟他传福音。
But how you're going to win your husband over is by living that gospel.
但是怎样叫他感化过来呢？乃是要活出这个福音的真实。
So in verse 3, he goes on and speaks of beauty.
所以到第三节开始讲到这个美。
And it's interesting that he says that.
很有意思的呢。
Wives, how are you going to win over your husbands?
你怎样虏获你丈夫的心呢？
The same way you won them over before you got married.
用同样的方式，就像你还没结婚一样，你怎样虏获他的心？
By your beauty.
用你的美丽。
But not with external beauty.
但不是用外在的美。
He says in verse 3, your beauty should not come from outward adornment.
他这边说，你们不要以外面的为装饰。
Now, in case we want to be legalistic about it, Peter does not say, do not take care of your outward appearance.
So, 我们为了将这句话讲得更合理一点呢，彼得他并不是要叫我们不要去关心自己的外在。
So, if someone walks into the church with braided hair, you're not going to say, you are disobedient to the word of God.
So, 当你看到有姊妹进来教会的时候，她头上辫着头发，你就会冲过去跟她说，你不顺从神的话。
But Peter is saying your beauty must not only be on the outside.
所以彼得这边是说他的美不应当只是在外面而已。
You must have an inner beauty.
你必须要有内在的美。
And if you have an inner beauty, then outside beauty is fine too.
如果你有里面的美的话，那么如果你拥有外面的美也是可以的。
But if you don't have an inner beauty, it doesn't matter what you do to the outside.
但是如果你没有内在的美的话，不论你外面多好看都没有用。
You will have no beauty.
因为你根本就不美。
So he says, verse 4, instead it should be that of your inner self.
所以第四节是讲到这个是说到里面的美。
And this is exactly what God says in 1 Samuel.
所以这个跟神在撒母耳前书里面，撒母耳上记里面是一样的。
You remember when
撒母耳记上
the story about Samuel where he goes to anoint David.
所以我们记得撒母耳他想要去膏大卫的时候。
And of course he doesn't know it's David. He just knows that it's a son of Jesse.
当然他根本就不认识大卫，他只知道他是耶西的儿子。
But Jesse's got a lot of sons.
但是耶西他有很多的儿子。
And so he goes through all the sons, and some of these older sons are really handsome.
所以当他一个个的看过他的儿子以后，他会发现，哎，其中有几个长得特别帅的。
Very kingly.
而且长得很像是当王的材料。
But God says, no, man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart.
但神却对他说，不，人看人的外表，但神却不是。
So that is why at the end of verse 4, it says this kind of inner beauty is of great worth in God's sight.
所以在第四节的后半部分讲到，这个内在美在神面前是极宝贵的。
You want a beauty that God finds attractive? It's inner beauty.
所以你想要知道对于神有吸引力的美，那就是内在美。
You want a kind of beauty that's not going to fade over the years? It's inner beauty.
你想要有一种美，它永远都不会退化，都不会淡去的，那就是内在的美。
Now, what does this inner beauty look like?
那么内在美是长什么样的呢？
He says in verse 4, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit.
他这边是讲到长久温柔和安静的心。
Now, I have to clear up a point of confusion.
所以这里面我必须要澄清一个容易让人误会的点。
Peter is not saying that internal beauty for a woman consists of solely a gentle and quiet spirit.
他这边并不是说一个里面很美的内在美，他所拥有的是长久的温柔和安静。
That these are not traits specifically of women. This is how you display your femininity.
这个并不是只是对于女人来讲的，为了让她有更有女人味，所以她需要有温柔和安静。
These are characteristics of Christ.
这个乃是讲到是基督的品性。
Peter is saying, develop inner beauty, in other words, look like Christ.
彼得当他讲到内在美的时候，他其实要说的是要像基督。
Now, of course, that's something all Christians should aim to do.
当然这个是所有的基督徒都应当做的。
But women, when you are Christ-like inside, that is very beautiful to God.
但是如果一个女人她能够像神的话，她在里面对于神来说是非常的美的。
So Peter says, develop this Christ-like beauty in you.
所以彼得劝诫说，要在你们的里面有建立基督的美。
Live out the gospel in your lives.
在你的生活当中能够活出基督。
Show your husbandthat Jesus Christ's transforming power works.
要叫你们的丈夫知道神大能转变的生命是真的。
It's one thing to talk about Jesus transforming lives.
这是其中的一种方式能够表达出基督那转变生命的大能。
But it's a whole different story when you live out a transformed life.
这跟我们能够活出基督转变大能生命的大能是不一样的。
To explain what he means in verse 5, he gives examples of holy women from the past.
所以在第五节的时候，他就用古时候的圣洁妇人作为例子。
For this is the way the holy women of the past who put their hope in God used to make themselves beautiful.
这个是他们古时仰赖神的圣洁妇人能够活出这个美的方式。
And notice that he says, where is their hope?
所以这边讲到这个盼望在哪里呢？
Their hope is not in their husbands.
他们的盼望并不在自己的丈夫身上。
Their hope is in God.
他们的盼望乃是在神身上。
And so because they put their hope in God, they developed God-like inner qualities.
所以当他们的盼望放在神身上的时候呢，他的里面就生出神一样的美。
And they made themselves beautiful.
这就叫他们能够变得美丽。
And he says one example of how this beauty shows outside is that they submitted to their husbands.
这种美的外在形式就是要顺服自己的丈夫。
They looked for their husband's leadership.
他们希望看到自己的丈夫在家中有领导的地位。
They desired to have their husband's honor.
他们盼望自己的丈夫能够被尊荣。
So he gives the example of Sarah.
所以他用莎拉作为例子。
And we know from reading the Old Testament, Abraham was not perfect.
所以我们知道在旧约里面亚伯拉罕他完全的不完美。
He made a lot of very questionable decisions.
他做了很多让人费解的一些决定。
And ladies, if your husband was like Abraham, you too would be wondering, you know, is this really someone that I want to submit to?
所以当你如果说你的丈夫是亚伯拉罕的时候，你看到这些决定的时候，你就会觉得，我真的要顺服他吗？
But yet the story that Peter is referring to is found in Genesis chapter 18.
但是彼得这边所讲到的是联系到在创世纪的第十八章。
And it's the story of the angel coming and giving the promises to Abraham.
这边是讲到当天使来的时候给亚伯拉罕一个应许。
That he is going to have a son.
他将要生一个孩子。
And that he is going to be the father of many nations.
他将会成为多国的父。
And Sarah heard this.
撒拉也听见了。
And it says, can I and my Lord really have children?
他就开始问说，我跟我的主人真的会有后代吗？
So Peter says, Sarah called her husband Lord.
所以你看，莎拉 叫她的丈夫是 称她为主人。
Right, that quote is from that story.
这就是从那个故事里面所转出来的。
How does that demonstrate submission?
要怎样能够活出这个顺服呢？
Even though she did not believe the message of the angel,
即使她并不相信天使所带来的话，
she still followed the leadership of Abraham.
但她却仍然顺从亚伯拉罕。
And followed God's promises.
并且顺从神的应许。
So he says back to you sisters.
所以这边重新讲回到我的姊妹们。
You are her daughters.
你是她的女儿。
You walk in the same steps as Sarah.
你们与我与莎拉所行的路是一样的。
Your husbands are going to make a lot of dumb mistakes.
你的丈夫经常会做一些愚蠢的决定
and a lot of questionable decisions.
很多你觉得很有问题的决定
but hope in God.
但是我们要仰赖我们的主
and he says this in verse 6.
所以在第六节这边就讲到
You are her daughters if you do what is right and do not give way to fear.
你们若行善不因恐吓而害怕便是莎拉的女儿了。
You can tell here by what Peter says, submission is not complete and utter obedience.
所以顺服自己的丈夫并不是完全的听话。
Because he doesn't say, you are her daughters if you do everything your husband says.
他并没有如果是这样的话他就会说如果你是莎拉的女儿那么你就应该要完全的听从你的丈夫。
He says, you are Sarah's daughters if you do what is right.
但他却说你们若行善便是莎拉的女儿了。
Why? Because your submission is to be the same kind of submission as we submit to our rulers and our bosses.
因为他这边讲的顺服是跟我们之前所讲的顺从我们的老板和顺从政权是一样的。
Our primary submission is to God.
我们第一要顺服的是我们的神。
And because we submit ourselves to God, then we submit ourselves to our bosses, our nation's leaders, our husbands.
所以是因着我们愿意顺服我们的神，所以我们才愿意顺服我们的丈夫，顺服君王和顺服我们的政权。
And if anyone's will contradicts God's will, we follow God's will.
所以不论这些人他们做的决定如果说跟神的旨意相违背的话我们要顺服我们的神
And they do not give way to fear
不要不因恐吓而害怕
Wives do not fear your husbands
为什么不要害怕你的丈夫呢
Fear God
而是要害怕神
Verse 7, the one verse speaking to husbands.
所以到第七节就这么一节讲到丈夫。
Husbands in the same way be considered as you live with your wives.
你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住。
Literally, the Greek says, husbands live with your wives in knowledge.
其实在希腊的原文里面这个情理是说到知识
What does that mean?
什么意思呢
Means with what you know should affect how you live with your wife
也就是说我们的认知我们的知识会影响到我们怎样与我们怎样对待我们的妻子
What you know of who your wife is
我们必须要知道我们的妻子她到底是谁
And what you know of God's will
和你所知道的神的心意是什么
Taking these into account This should form how you live
所以当这些知识都混合在一起的时候就会告诉你怎样与妻子同住
The first bit of knowledge he says is they are the weaker partner
他这边继续讲到说因为他比你软弱
Obviously, he is not talking about spiritual weakness.
他当然不是讲到属灵上面的软弱。
He's not talking about intellectual weakness.
也不是讲到在智力上面的软弱。
He's just talking as a general fact of physical weakness.
他乃是讲到笼统上面概括性的讲到在身体上面的软弱。
For some reason which I cannot explain, God created men to be a bit more muscular than women.
我其实不是很理解，就是为什么男人神造男人的时候，叫男人的肌肉更加的健壮、强壮一些。
What do we do with this knowledge?
所以这个知识我们要怎样来对待它呢？
He says, treat them with respect.
他说要敬重他。
Husbands, protect your wives.
所以丈夫们，请你们要保护你们的妻子。
Be their strength.
成为他们的力量。
Be that which they can depend on.
成为他可以依靠的对象。
And don't use your strength to overpower them.
而不是用你的力量来控制他，来叫他服在你底下。
But respect them.
而是要敬重他。
Desire for them to be honored, just as they desire you to be honored.
也应当要渴望他们能够得到尊荣，就像他们应当要渴慕丈夫得到尊荣一样。
The second bit of knowledge that he gives here is that they are heirs with you of the precious gift of life.
他这边第二个我们要讲的就是他也一样与你一同承受生命之恩。
I'm sure many of us know of wives whose fathers are very scary.
所以我想我们有时候会知道，就是有些的妻子她的父亲是很害怕的很恐怖的。
Peter is reminding husbands, your wife has a very scary father.
所以这边讲到彼得这边提醒我们做丈夫的要知道，我们的太太她有一个很恐怖的父亲。
She's also an heir with you of God.
并且她与你一同承受生命之恩。
And she's not less than you, you're co-heirs, you're equal.
他并不比你小，他是与你一同承受，是一样的。
And if your father is God,
所以如果你的父亲是神的话，
then your wife, her father is God.
那你的妻子，她的父亲也是神。
And if you make your wife cry, you can be sure that the father will be very angry.
所以你要知道，如果你叫自己的妻子哭的话，你就让神你就会惹怒你的神。
So he says, so that nothing will hinder your prayers.
便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
Not only is her father God, but that's also your heavenly father.
所以不只是他天上的父，更也是你自己天上的父。
So he's saying the way you treat your wives, husbands, affects your relationship with God.
所以我们对待妻子的方式影响到我们跟神的关系。
If you treat your wives without respect, your prayers are hindered.
如果我们没有敬重自己的妻子的话，我们的祷告就受到阻碍。
There's something blocking your relationship with God the Father.
这里面有一个东西会阻碍我们跟神之间的关系。
Which for an obedient Christian is one of the worst things you can possibly have happen to you.
对一个顺服神的人来说，这个是能够发生在他身上最坏的一件事情。
To be disconnected from the source of all joy.
因为他会使我们跟赐给我们喜乐的神完全的隔断。
To be disconnected from your source of strength.
能够叫我们与那力量的源头出现隔断。
God says, treat your wives right to have a good relationship with me.
所以他说，想要跟我有好的关系，那你必须要敬重自己的妻子。
That's God's word from Peter about wives and husbands.
所以这个就是神借着彼得向我们说的关于妻子和丈夫的信息。
But this is God's word for all of us.
但同时这其实也是神对我们所有人所说的话。
Whether you're married or not.
不论你是否结婚。
Remember, he's asking the question, how do we live in this world?
因为这里面的一个重点问题是说我们当怎样在这地上生活。
If we are God's beloved and we are strangers in this world, how do we live?
如果我们在神面前是蒙爱的话我们在地上是外人那么这怎样叫我们活在地上呢?
And that is our theme for last year and this year.
这个就是去年和今年的主题。
That we want to be a vessel holy and useful to the Master.
因为我们想要成为神圣洁合用的器皿。
How does Peter say we do that?
所以彼得这边教导我们当怎样做呢?
He says we cultivate Christ's likeness.
这边是讲到我们要有基督的样式。
Women, we develop internal beauty.
所以姊妹们我们要在里面建立我们的内在美。
That doesn't fade.
这是永久的。
That always stays with us.
而且会永远的与你在一起。
That looks attractive to God.
并且在神面前是极宝贵的。
And will look attractive to your husband.
这对于你的丈夫来说也是极具吸引力的。
Men cultivate this Christ-likeness in your inner self.
丈夫们也应当在里面有基督的样式。
And maybe men we don't want to call it beauty.
男人可能不会想要叫它为这个美丽。
Fine, let's call it strength.
我们就称它为力量好了。
Develop inner strength.
我们要里面有个内在的力量。
Inner competence.
我们有力量的这个把握，内在的把握。
Strength that pleases God.
这样的力量是叫神能够喜悦的。
A strength that our sisters can depend on.
这样的力量是叫我们的姊妹可以依靠的。
A strength that comes from Christ's likeness in us.
这个力量乃是像基督一样的在我们里面。
Let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Heavenly Father, I thank you that we are above all your beloved.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，因为我们在你面前是蒙爱的。
That our hope is in you and you alone.
我们的盼望是在你身上，并且只在你身上。
That our treasure is in you and you alone.
我们的宝藏也在你身上，也只在你身上。
Lord, now as we live out our lives day to day, help us develop that inner character.
主啊，当我们今天在地上每一天过生活的时候，帮助我们里面能够建立起这样的品性。
That we may look more and more like our Savior Jesus Christ.
叫我们能够更加的像我们的救主基督。
That just as Christ was gentle and quiet in spirit, we may be the same.
就像基督是温柔的，是安静的，我们也要一样。
But with a zeal for the Father.
但是我们讲到我们的父的时候。
And Lord, with this inner beauty, inner strength, Lord, we are...mouthpieces of the gospel to the world.
我们是这福音，我们是对于这个世界上福音的一个重要的组成部分。
Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would forgive your church for all the many times that we have spoken the gospel and not lived it.
主啊，求你赦免我们，因为我们常常传福音却没有行出福音。
That we have said we are new creations in Christ.
我们讲到我们在基督里有新造的生命。
But then we live out our old fleshly passions.
但是我们常常却活出我们旧造生命。
Our language, our behavior looks the same as everyone else in the world.
我们所讲的话，我们所做出来的事，跟世界上其他许多人却是一样的。
Father, forgive us.
主啊，赦免我们。
Lord, transform us.
主啊，改变，塑造我们。
Help us live out the gospel in our day-to-day lives.
叫我们能够在每天的生活当中活出基督的福音。
That people may see, looking at our lives, that Jesus does transform lives.
叫别人看见神基督确实叫我们的生命得到改变。
That you have the power to bring those that are dead spiritually to life.
因为你有这样的能力，叫生命能够带给死人。
that you can take out hearts of stone and give hearts of flesh.
因为你能够叫人的实心改成肉心。
Father, I pray especially, Lord, for those in our midst who have an unbelieving spouse.
主，我们也特别为着我们中间有还没有信主的另外一半。
Lord, you know their prayers, you know their pain.
主，你知道他们的祷告，你也知道他们所经历的苦。
You know the desires of their heart that their spouse be saved.
你知道他们里面深切的盼望自己的另外一半能够得救。
Lord, give them an inner beauty.
主啊，赐给他们有内在的美。
An inner beauty that allures their husbands to Christ.
他里面的美能够在基督里面是看为宝贵的。
An inner strength that is so appealing that their wives come to faith.
他里面有内在的力量，叫自己的妻子看见能够回转。
Lord, save, we pray.
主啊，听我们的祷告。
Save by the power of your Holy Spirit.
求你借着你自己圣灵的能力，能够拯救他们。
Holy Spirit, work through not just our words, but work through our lives.
主啊，不只是在言语里面工作，也在我们的生命里面工作。
For our hope is in you and you alone.
因为我们的盼望只在你身上。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.